interest to do that. Now, this next patient is a friend of mine, because from the time she started, she has been involved very closely with the organization. We've gone through the experience with her practically breath by breath, moment by moment, and so I know the case history thoroughly, and we have become very good friends, very fond of each other, and as a matter of fact, June McKee is responsible for a number of the covers of Cancer Forum. She's an artist and a good artist. June, I enjoy having you here and introducing you.
I am unaccustomed to public speaking, so I said I am unaccustomed to public speaking, so I hope you'll bear with my nervousness. It was a struggle for me at first to decide how I was going to deal with all of this. I just don't like to think of what I would have done if I hadn't run into Ruth Sackman, in fact. Nearly 5 years ago, I discovered a lump in my groin. My doctor advised me to wait a month to see if it would go down. It didn't. He advised a biopsy, and I decided to see a surgeon at New York Hospital for another opinion. And he thought it was a lymph node as well, and explained that a needle biopsy was not accurate, that a node should be completely removed and slice section taken. This was done and diagnosed as lymphoma. Up to then, I was concerned, but I wasn't frightened. I really wasn't expecting the bad news, but there it was. I really did kind of panic at that point. Well, what was I going to do about it, I asked myself. In the meantime, I went to see an orthomolecular MD I had seen a few times some years earlier. It's fitting at this point to interrupt and tell you that about 25 years ago, I had a reoccurring health problem. I went to several doctors looking for a cure, and they gave me various things to do and to use. Only one of them gave me something to take by mouth, which I accepted because I had read about it in the New York Times. How foolish to accept something just because you read about it in the newspaper. Years later, it was found out the drug was carcinogenic. I don't mean to infer by this that that was what caused my problem, but I'm sure it didn't help. In any case, none of it helped me, it really cured me, although all of it helped for a little while. During this time, I also had frequent bouts of cystitis and was treated for that as well. After 10 years of this, I got fed up. It just wasn't good enough. There must be another way, I thought. I went to bookstores and I did a lot of picking and scanning of the latest books on diet and nutrition. There were a lot of them, and I bought the ones that sounded the best, among them Del Davis and Carl Pfeiffer, etc. It was a start. At this point, I was skeptical. My attitude was that I'd give it a good, honest try and see what it did for me. About a year later, I wasn't doing or using any of the medications the doctors had prescribed, and I was feeling fine. I had made changes in my diet and had carefully set up a supplement program for myself, and I was very happy about that. However, even though my diet was better, I still drank a small amount of alcohol on social occasions and sometimes enjoyed a single glass of wine at dinner. I sometimes ate cake and ice cream and other things that I wouldn't consider eating today. So I wasn't a Puritan yet. After 2 or 3 years, I went to this highly recommended orthomolecular MD I just mentioned to check up on my self-made program. I had done quite well with it, but he made some diet suggestions and additions to the supplements and hair analysis and suggested shots of B12 and niacin and so on. I went for a short while, but decided not to take the shots after the first time. I felt that I didn't really want to overdo anything. Nothing to excess kept coming into my mind. I mentioned him because years later, after I found out I had cancer, I was curious to know what he would do in this kind of situation. He said he would go for the chemotherapy. So much for that. About 15 years ago, I saw a notice in my local health food store for a two-day convention on nutrition given by FACT. I went and I was impressed. After that, I even called FACT a couple of times to ask some questions and was impressed with how I was answered. Well, back to my dilemma. What was I going to do? I was scheduled for a CAT scan. I called to make sure of the time, and they said the machine had to be repaired. Well, that did it. I felt skittery anyway, and I remembered FACT at that point, and I got Ruth Sackman on the phone, and I was very lucky. Ruth was starting an experiment, and after meeting with her and looking over the available material, I made a decision to start the Dr. Jensen program. Ruth then offered that I could join a group she had started with people who had cancer. The experiment was this. We would be in group therapy with the psychoanalyst, Dr. Jane Goldberg, who is, I guess, going to speak next. And we would be with Dr. Goldberg one evening a week, once a week, for 1.5 to 2 hours. We would meet with Ruth, and she would lecture on nutrition and answer any questions we would have. At this point, I was drawn instinctively toward the FACT program, 99%. There was that funny little 1% of the question of chemotherapy. Dr. Goldberg knew this and was very kind and helpful and offered me the option of joining another cancer group that she had with people who were having or had had chemotherapy and other orthodox treatment. The oncologist I had seen had told me his brother had lymphoma and was taking chemotherapy and suggested that I could talk with his oncologist. I did this, and I liked the man very much. He even offered to let me talk privately with a young man in his waiting room who had lymphoma and was nearing the end of his treatment. After chatting with the young man, I was struck most by his final statement, which was, "I've taken the medicine, now I feel I've paid my dues, and from now on, my life is my own." What was his life like to have made him so sick and agree to take such poisonous medicine in penance? I would have loved to have asked him some more questions, but there wasn't time. What kept reoccurring in my mind was the whole earth and human dilemma of pesticides, herbicides, toxic waste. I kept remembering Rachel Carson and Silent Spring. And out of this little intuitive voice inside, he said, "Do you really want deliberately to put more poison into your body than it has already had to tolerate by what man has done to the air and the food and the water?" It just didn't make sense to me. So when I came across Ruth Sackman, in fact, at this juncture in my life, I was ready because Ruth was putting into words things I already felt. I want to tell you further how this organization has been of invaluable help to me. I did not take chemotherapy or further invasive tests. I went on the prescribed diet and supplement program, daily colonics, fasting, and cleansing schedules. I went to group therapy. It's all a lot of work, and it takes a lot of time. I mean, you really have to want to live. I do, and I think you do, or you wouldn't be here. When starting out, there's so much to learn all at once that so many bad habits that have to be broken and reformed into good ones. It really seems overwhelming. That's where Ruth, in fact, were so valuable and supportive. Ruth has had to repeat things over and over to assist us in forming our new health habits. She is also adroit at bringing out a quality that we all have, our own good common sense. She does this by giving us the benefit of her own excellent, well-honed common sense. Many, many years ago, that's all man had, and maybe it should get popular again. Some time passed, other lumps in my groin went down. I had turned yellow from drinking carrot juice. Then one day, I noticed I was getting a lump near my ear. Over a period of year or so, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. I got discouraged and I got frightened, especially when another one started in the same place on the other side. A nurse friend suggested it might be an ear infection. I even went to see an ear doctor. He wanted to do a needle biopsy, which I decided against. My dentist said it might be a blocked salivary gland. I talked with Ruth. My diet was changed. Again, I went on cooked food only temporarily. My fasting and cleansing program was altered. After a year or more of these changes, the small lump went down and disappeared. The large lump on the other side of my face slowly began to go down. At this point, it hasn't entirely disappeared. I'm glad I didn't panic and do other than what I did. I have Ruth, in fact, to thank for that. They were always there, ready to counsel and support me in a way that I instinctively believe is the wiser way. All I can say is I think it would be good to believe in your body's natural wisdom and be patient. And don't do battle with the laws of nature. Assist them. If you don't know how, find out how. I've come to understand that it takes a while to get cancer, and it takes a while and a lot of work to gain control over it. I want to say something about stress. Good stress is one thing. Bad stress is a real killer. Bad stress is when you're backed into a corner and don't know what to do about it. Or you're in a corner doing your utmost, making some effect, but knowing that the outcome is a no-win situation anyway. There were some very basic things wrong with my life. Let me make a picture analogy for you. Let's say life is a path of forward progression. Let's say it has many varieties and quality, which range from a wide vista of beautiful scenery and all the things you love the most, to a very narrow path, perhaps even a tightrope in total darkness. I'm sure a lot of people have felt these extremes. What creates killer stress is feeling trapped for too long periods of time in the more unpleasant or disastrous parts of this life path. For me, some of the basic things that were wrong were worked at and changed. That helped tremendously. And though it still took its toll, I feel I have rallied well. There are other more subtle and elusive changes I personally have to make and am still working on. It seems a lot of young people today are not getting married. A few years ago, we were together with two of our dearest friends on their wedding anniversary, and my husband blithely asked, "Have you ever thought of divorce?" The wife retorted with a twinkle, "Divorce? No. Murder, yes." A philosopher once said, "Marriage is not a relationship, it's an ordeal." I am married to a truly marvelous, complex, and challenging man whom I dearly love. I don't know how I could have come through all of this so far without him. Dr. Goldberg's group sessions were enlightening, difficult, and sometimes devastating. I have to give my husband credit for going to these with me as long as he did. Also, I have to give him credit for all the support that he gave me. He gave me a lot of heartache and static too, but he also gave me a lot of support, and that's the important thing. The sessions with Ruth were a real education, and again, the fact that my husband came to listen made what I have to do to change my health picture a lot easier, because he was able to help me do some of the things that had to be done. And he did do this. He even joined in on the new diet. And that wasn't easy, you know. Changing your diet because you have cancer, I mean, that's a pretty life and death situation, I think. But for someone to change his diet radically, who doesn't really have to, I mean, that's really admirable. But he was rewarded for his efforts. He lost some extra weight and ended up feeling better than he had in years. It was a real joy for me to see that, I can tell you. We bought bicycles and we exercise a lot more too. I still have occasional days when I don't feel well, but in general, I feel 100 times better. than I did 5 years ago, and I have a lot more energy. I know from experience that the program works. I'm so glad I have found something that I can do for myself. I want to end now by saying that Ruth Sackman is one incredible person. She has really given her life to the work she is doing in spite of all the disappointments and the great frustrations. Frustrations that would cause anybody else I know to just throw in the boxing gloves. She is just what the organization has to have, a wonderful person who is very intelligent and one common sense tough lady. God bless Ruth Sackman.
Thank you, June. I want to add something to what June has said because I don't think she stressed it as much as I would have stressed it. She's a very gutsy gal, and it was for this reason that I say that. The side of her face swelled, and now you can see it isn't there now, so that it was from behind her ear all the way down to her shoulder. And she said, of course, a tumor appeared on the other side as well. But that was much smaller but obvious. Now, in spite of that, she stayed with her program. All she did was take my word for it that that was the usual system, that the body would take care of the problem and it would go down. I couldn't give her a guarantee, of course. I just told her that this was the way this type of program worked, that the body was moving the toxins from one place to another, maybe blocked at one area so that they stopped there temporarily, but it would work its way out. The body fights for survival at all times. It fights to heal itself. And she stayed with that in spite of the little deviations as she spoke about. She went to see a doctor who said it might be a blocked salivary gland, which is probably pretty much on target, or somebody who suggested the chemotherapy. But you can imagine a patient, or those of you who are patients, when you're dealing with a lump that's as obvious as that, I can imagine that most of you will panic. She was uneasy, but there was no panic, and she stayed with that for nearly a whole year until it went down. And as you can see, if you want to look at her again, if you stand up, that big lump isn't there any longer, and all done through the procedure that she went through. So we can help, but it's actually what the cancer patient is willing to do for themselves. She didn't explain that too deeply either, and I can understand that people want to know. She was in what we would call a metabolic program. In other words, it was a very carefully designed, individually designed dietary program that would supply her body with all of its essentials. Without that, you're not going to get well. I tried mentioning some of it to this patient with the osteogenic sarcoma, or the patient that Dr. Sanchez spoke about. You can debulk the tumor in many ways, but until you go through the process of repairing the body, there's the best chance in the world that that body will still produce cancer cells and you'll get recurrences more often than not. All right, I'll tell you why we suggested that she change over to cooked food. When you're in a good metabolic program, its design is to start the body to heal itself, which means destroy cancer cells, remove any carcinogenic substances that the body has accumulated over a long period of time, good elimination of waste in every way possible. Now, if that isn't as complete, I'm going to rephrase that a little bit for you. If the function of breaking down the waste materials is more rapid than the body's ability to eliminate the material, there's going to be a backup. It will back up in the bloodstream. In other words, the liver isn't able to clean out all of it as rapidly as it needs to send it on out through the waste elimination system. When that bloodstream becomes too overloaded, it is the job of the lymphatic system to collect those waste materials, hold them out of the bloodstream until there is an opportunity for it to break down again into the bloodstream. Otherwise, you could suffer from or die from auto-intoxication in the bloodstream. You see, that's the place where the body suffers the most, when the bloodstream is polluted, or as some people say, loaded with sludge, full of toxic matter. Then you get headaches, you get fevers, you feel debilitated. And so by this marvelous design of our Creator, it is to take the waste material temporarily out of the bloodstream and have the lymphatics hold it. So we put her on cooked food simply to slow down the process of breaking down the bad material. Did I make that clear?